People love our next guest, and I see why, because I love her. I don't like her. I love her. She's so fun, and we're excited to have her on video. And if you see me, ladies and gentlemen, if you can see the video, you can see we both dressed up. It's Casual Friday over here today. There's no question about it. If you can see the name on my shirt, it says Pleasant Ridge Goats. That's a shout out to my very good friend. He runs a Pleasant Ridge Goat Farm. That's my friend. So shout out to my great friend, Richard Pleasant Ridge Goats. I'm sporting that today on Feel Good Friday. And Sharon's here with us. Sharon, of course, I call her the name lady, affectionately. She wrote the book, Know the Name, Know the Person, and a series of books from there, that have really taken the world by storm. She has spoken all over the world, on a variety of subjects and a variety of topics on this nemology. What is nemology? What is any of this? We'll find out. So good to have you. Sharon, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Always good to be with you. Always good, Daniel.
You know, tell people a little bit, what are you working on now? You know, for people who know you, what is on Sharon's plate right now?
I have just finished a book called, it's an itty bitty book in that series, and it's called What Happens When? And it's literally a set of scenarios. What would you do if this happened? And it gives you a scenario, and then it gives you all kinds of choices of things you could do. And then after that, it says, this is the appropriate way of handling it. And it's all my dad's teachings. And then this is how it showed up in real life. You know, so it's just sharing on some of my dad's knowledge.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So give me an example. I mean, so what happens when? What are you talking about? In college, when the teacher tells you that communism is good, or like, you know, how to tie a bow tie? I mean, like, what is this? I mean, what are we talking about?
It's situations. Like, one of the things is, what happens when you go to a party and food is served and it was a potluck? Okay, what do you do? Do you partake? Do you bring something? Do you only eat your own food? Do you not eat anybody else's food? Do you take a little bit of everything? You know, what do you do? And it's, so it's your choice. And my dad says you never eat out of a place that you don't know how clean the kitchen is. So how that worked is, when I was in central office, working for a school district, they came in, and it was Teacher Appreciation Week. And so they came by the central office also, and all these parents had made this food, and we were invited to go. And I had told my superintendent, no, I'm going to pass. And so the assistant superintendent that I worked directly for came and said, you've got to show up. So I showed up, and I just had water because it was bottled water, and I didn't eat. And then a week later, the same person that said, you need to show up, came by and said, here's your appointment time, because one of the ladies that cooked a lot of the food has hepatitis, and we all need to go in and get tested. And I said, I didn't need anything. I don't need to get tested. Give my appointment away. And it was one of those times where you think, thank you, Dad, that you taught me don't eat if you don't know how clean the kitchen is.
That was a spooky story. I wasn't listening to a word you said. The whole time I'm imagining what I ate at the last potluck dinner I went to. Well, I didn't hear a word you said. All I was thinking about, oh my gosh, what did I eat? Not knowing, oh my gosh. Okay, well, now I'm fascinated. What other things or little jewels are in this book? You got another one?
Oh yeah. Dad used to always say, make sure that you're ready to leave if there's ever an emergency, and know what's coming in the front door. So if I go to sit
in what's coming in, what do you mean know what's coming in the front door? What do you mean?
Well, like if I go to a restaurant,
yeah,
I sit where I'm facing the front
door. Oh, okay.
So I can see who's coming in the front door. And he says, always scout out the place and know where your exits are. So I'm just in a habitual habit of doing that. And we had gone in. I'd gone with my daughter to take her shopping. And we were in the dressing room when somebody came in, this little boutique store that we were at when we were traveling. And somebody came in and started yelling and screaming and really causing a ruckus. And he started threatening like he had a gun. And I told my daughter, I said, take off the clothes you're trying on. Get your own clothes on. We're getting out the back door. And she goes, how do you know there's a back door? And I said, I already scouted out the place before we came into the dressing room. We're getting out the back door. We're going to walk a block away. And they were calling the cops.
Wow. I did pay attention to that. So was your dad in the CIA? Holy cow. Was he a spook? What was he, a spy?
He was a physician. But he was very good at, like, he was the president of the president-elect of CMA for California. So he was in politics and he was very involved, even though he was a physician. And he always taught us safety. And he said, you've always got to be thinking safety. And he didn't want to scare us. He just wanted to educate us, because he always said, you're going to feel safe wherever you go if you've got certain habits. And so when I was teaching, I used to have everybody in my classroom for lunch that didn't feel comfortable in the lunchroom. And so a lot of times, different things they'd be talking about, and something would happen, and I'd go do this. Like some kid would be choking on food, and I'd say, quick, raise your left arm. And if you don't know which one's your left, raise them both, as I'd be rushing over there ready to do the Heimlich maneuver if needed. And I said, raise your left, because it opens the passageway so that you've got more room in your throat. So you, it opens up so you're not choking.
The left, not the right?
Correct. It's the left one that does it. And so then the kids look at me and they go, how do you know that? And I go, my dad taught me. And so many times I would say something in the classroom and the kids would go, how do you know that? And my answer was always, my dad taught me. What's wrong? Your dads aren't teaching you that? So I wrote this book in honor of a lot of the situations and things that dad taught me so that I could pass that knowledge along.
I'm totally fine. I'm enthralled with this book. I mean, you've got me really wanting this book now. What Happens When? That's the name of it.
It's What Happens When. It's coming out this month. The publisher hasn't told me the exact date, but it is this month. And the first day it comes out, it will come out for 99 cents on Kindle.
Very. So it's knowthename.com. So you can go to your website and get this too?
Eventually you can go to Amazon and get it. Again, this is one I did through a publisher. I didn't self-publish. And so it'll be on Amazon and you go through them, but I will have a link the minute it's up on my website, but it'll take you to Amazon. But the first day, Daniel, it's 99 cents the very first day.
Well, that's hard to beat. I mean, you can't even buy fries from McDonald's for 99 cents anymore. Not that you'd want to, but I'm just saying you can't.
And I don't know how to show you the cover. I think the cover is just adorable.
Well, I'm excited. While you're looking for that, if you're going to show us, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944 is the number. If you want to, we're going to go over some names and some different things, and then Sharon will have a chance to tell you about it from Nemology, if you're familiar with Sharon's work. If not, we'll bring you up to speed here in a second. I don't know how we can, I don't know on your computer. If you can, see, if you screen share, we may lose you or something. So don't ask me. I'm the total wrong person to do that.
Okay, I'm going
to
try. I'm going to do my best. I haven't done this before.
Okay. nothing could possibly go wrong.
Okay, did that work or not work? Share screen.
It did. I see myself.
You see yourself?
Oh, there's your book.
Next to it. You see this book? Look at this cover.
Oh, very cool with the little kid, instead of tinfoil hat wearing, it's like got a colander on his head, with a lightning rod coming out of it or something. It's very cute. Your amazing itty bitty What Happens When book. 15 essential steps on how to handle various situations. Very good. Exciting.
So that's the new one. Like I said, it's supposed to come out this month. I finished writing it almost a year ago. But the publishers now said, okay, your book's coming out this month. So we'll see.
How does that work as far as publishing dates? Is there a reason they pick it to come, you know, a certain date as far as compared to others?
Now, if I am choosing for myself and not going through a publisher, but I'm self-publishing, then I choose a date that looks good on my astrology. I have some fabulous friends that are astrologers. They'll tell me, you want it to come out on this date, I just listen and say, okay, and put it out on that date.
Tell, for people who are listening, are you? Can you get off the screen share so we can see you again?
Yeah, let me see if
see,
I can.
I told you this is a bad idea.
Okay.
For the radio audience,
sure.
While you're doing that, oh, there you are. Oh, okay. Now
okay,
we're in color.
Good?
Yes, very good. We're going to have this up on our YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen. As much as I starting to detest YouTube, we're going to ride YouTube like a rented mule while we can before Google, who knows what, but anyway, you know that story. Knowthename.com. That's where kind of this all started for you. Kind of give us a background. What is that? What is Nemology? How in the world did you get involved in this?
Okay, so I got involved when I was starting to do the seating chart at the beginning of the seventh year of teaching, and my brain was saying, oh, don't put Joshua next to Julie, because together they're going to be clowns, and Stephanie's going to be stubborn, put her on the side, Derek's going to need extra help, put him up close. And I was starting on my fourth set, and all of a sudden I went, wait a minute, this is how I think once I know the children, but all I have now is the list of names. I haven't met my kids yet for this year. And so I got curious and I went, all right, I'm going to write down my impression of every child just based on the name because that's all I had. And so I did that and I put it aside until winter break. And at winter break, when I looked at it, I was astonished at the accuracy. So I said, okay, my brain, thoroughly trained in patterns, being a math major in college and having my master's, I said, okay, my brain has picked up some kind of pattern with the names. How do I make it conscious? So that process took me 15 years to figure out all the patterns. I teach it in 15 hours. It's easy to learn. And anyway, and then I wanted to know, does it work in other places where they use the same lettering system we do, but they have a different language? So I was invited.
Like what? Like
Italian, like Russian.
Spanish.
Spanish.
Like, do they use the same letters in Russian? Don't Russians have weird letters?
They have both. They use both. Okay. And so, anyway, so I was invited and I traveled to over 70 countries giving talks and everybody wanted more information. So I came back and it took me 3 years to write and rewrite a book because I'm a math major. And so I rewrote it 10 times, literally. My editor said, you write like a math major. And I thought, well, that doesn't sound very good. Our math majors write. And he says, you pack too much information in every paragraph. There's so many layers. You have to reread the paragraph, you know. And so he said, take every paragraph, make it a page. And then I had my daughter look at it and she said, Mom, when you teach it, it's fascinating because you're using all these examples. And I go, yeah, I pick on everybody that's in the seminar. And I said, but I can't talk about people, you know, in the book. And she said, well, you've got to give examples. So I rewrote it again with history examples. And then I thought, I'm teaching more history than I am namology. So then I rewrote it again using movie stars and movie plays and all of that. So I literally subscribed. I haven't had a television set for 30 years. So I literally subscribed to People Magazine and Entertainment and Inquirer that I would never get otherwise. And, you know, they're fascinating. I just don't have time. And I literally read them like you would a textbook, highlighting different things that were said as great examples. So the book reads like you're reading the Inquirer as you're learning English and science.
Well, I read it, but it's been quite a while since I read it. You know, I read so much, so it's hard for me. Here's what I remember about the book. The book it fascinated me. It compelled me. I was like, so I wanted to learn more, and I know you. See, I'm able to talk to you more where some people aren't. The book, what can somebody get from the book? Explain how much you really can get from it.
Well, and I'll be very honest. A lot of people tell me that they read it three times, and all of a sudden it all sinks in. Three seems to be the magic number. Okay? So anyway, you read the book and it literally teaches you how to dissect any name to know the personality predispositions of anybody and why they're doing what they do. And so people that have learned namology science always tell me that all their judgments go away because now they realize we all have challenges. We all have good stuff about us. We all have stuff that gets in our own way and they stop judging because now you can understand, oh, this one does that because of this. You know, so the judgment goes out the door. But you literally learn how to dissect a name it for the personality.
So give people an example of like, you know, so you started with famous people or people everybody knows. Well, like Joe Biden. What does the name Joe Biden mean to you?
Joe says that he was absolutely brilliant, that he has a generous heart, that as a person he'd be easy to get along with. He'd have a good sense of humor and he could joke a lot. I always tease because Biden means you're biding your time to get where you want to go and you just got to keep biding your time because you never get there. And that's just my joke with his name. But it means he's very competitive. He's very inclusive for the people that he likes. Whatever he worships, he goes for. But you have to know what he worships and that you'd have to know him for that. And that he can see things from other people's points of view so he can tell you what you want to hear. And that at one time, it says that he was taught that you need to have a good memory. Now, I know he's having problems right now, but it looks like when you're looking at his name that he has a way of thinking that's very different than most. And he has a challenge as he gets older, as you look at the letters and the name. 2 years ago, I said, this man's going to get Alzheimer's or he's going to have memory problems. And that was 2 years ago. And people told me I was absolutely crazy. But you look now at what's happening with him, and I really do feel that you can't deny something like that's going on.
Well, he doesn't know what state he's in or city he's in half the time. I mean, these interviews.
Right. Well, I think he has Alzheimer's or dementia. I don't know the difference between the two.
So that's what you got for the name. So people are listening. They're thinking, well, how in the world did you get that from the name? Just explain a little bit about how you extract that, so people can connect what you're doing there.
Okay. So let's take just the name Joe. Okay. Joe ends in an E. If all names that end in an E, that's very common. Tons of names end in E's. And if a first name ends in an E, it means that they have challenges with time management, but they're very generous people. They have a generous personality, okay, that people will find them very generous, the people that are around them, okay? So that's where I get that piece. Now, Joe has the first letter of a J. The J's in this world are ones we all ought to pay attention to because they're the ones that are going down the path less traveled, and as long as they're not submerged or the last name doesn't bury them, okay, because not every Joe or Joseph is the same, it literally means they're going to take a different path through life than the majority of us. And we ought to be watching that because we can all learn from them. And then the first vowel of an O, wherever that first vowel is, it can be the first letter, the second letter, the third letter. It's just what if it's the first vowel in the first name. The O tells us that they love money and that they equate money with love. Okay, until they're taught differently. So you got to watch the rest of the letters to know where that falls. But as a whole, they love money and they equate love with money. So of course, if he's going to tell his son, I love you, he's going to do it with money, whether it comes from Ukraine or his own pocket. Okay, that was a little side remark.
Okay. I wasn't going to say that. since you brought it up.
Okay. But it says that they're good at nurturing the people that are around them, but they expect loyalty in return, and you better be loyal. Okay.
Okay. To give people an example, everybody's listening. They know they have some semblance of myself. So would you do my, just a little bit about my name, Daniel Brigman, Daniel B. What does my name tell you?
Okay. So I'll tell you as I get every letter. Okay. And then I'm just really good at putting it all together. So your name starts with a D, and that says
true.
That you would
so
be
far,
very-
you're correct. You're 100% correct. You're so accurate. My gosh, this is unbelievable.
So that needs a religious foundation. So I'm going to take D in its purity first and then tell you how the A affects it next.
Okay.
So D says that you have a religious foundation, that God is very important to you, that you're going to follow the rules of the religion of what you were taught. Then it's followed by an A. The A influences the D to say you're going to question everything that you were taught as you attempt to make it, because the A is a spiritual letter, to a more spiritual level than just religion. So you're building off a religious base and you're going into spirituality. Now, how do I define the difference? Because I think both are good, in my own opinion. In religion, you do what you're told to do because you were told to do it, and you know that's the right path. That's what you were told, was this is how you're supposed to live your life. So you do it because you're told to. But when you become spiritual, you say, why am I doing it? How does it benefit everybody else? And you figure out the understanding of what you're told to do. So you have the knowledge from the religion, and now you're saying, I want to understand why. So now you have the experiences that up it. So you would do what the religion taught you to do, not because you were told, but because now you understand why that's important or why you want to do it that way.
Okay. So also in people's names, it also, you've told me, has kind of their blueprint for their life, the challenges for their life, or kind of what they're here to learn kind of thing. Explain that a little bit.
Okay. So as you go through letter by letter and how the letters interact with each other, okay, there's literally seven reasons, seven purposes, seven experiences that the soul wants to have. People call them lessons, but Daniel, I look at it as these are experiences. The soul didn't do something wrong and you got to come here and get your lesson. Okay.
Yeah.
It's more like you have knowledge because souls are smart. You have knowledge, but you want to have the experience of that knowledge. For an example, if you know that E equals MC squared, but you don't know when to use it, where to apply it, the different various places it can be useful, then what good is it? So you come to Earth to get the experience of the knowledge that the soul already holds. So it tells you where the soul wants to progress or grow, what seven main experiences or knowledge areas that they really want to learn while they're here.
So your whole platform, your book, this science you've discovered / created, this is not just like a parlor trick. I mean, I'm not trying to offend you. This is more like self-discovery and understanding the world and how it connects in certain patterns and seeing other people and being able to relate to them. This is a very powerful thing. I don't think people understand that.
Right. It's a very powerful tool. HR departments hire me to, they give me the job description and they give me the list of candidates, and I want the job description because that tells me what I'm looking for. And then I rate everybody in that, how well they would do that according to their
name. That's fascinating. How in the world did you get into that? Did somebody read your book and say, I want you to come help my business? I mean, how did that start?
It actually started with somebody that was right behind me in high school. Okay. And she was a physician, and then she switched over and her husband wanted to start a tech firm. And so she became the HR person for her husband's business because she kept doing that for him anyway. And so she called me and she said, I've got all these people, way too many people to interview. How can you help me narrow down the list? Will that help? That's how it started.
There's the music. More with Sharon Lynn Wyatt, knowthename.com. She also has a radio show where you can delve into more of Sharon's life. Knowthename.com, you can check that out. We'll be right back with
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Everyone should be pro-life. You like that? Don't you like that beat? Isn't that awesome?
I like that beat.
Turn that up, Todd. Can you turn it up?
That gets moving. I have always liked dancing. Yeah, this is just real good music to dance to.
Absolutely. The great products over at the Power Mall, you know all about them, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, whatever you do, do not buy our new negative nanogram silver. It doesn't, I can't tell you it does anything. It does nothing. It doesn't cure anything. It doesn't help you at all. I don't know why anybody would ever buy the colloidal silver, nano silver that we have. Please, the FDA has holding me up hostage. They have a gun to my head right now. I would never say that colloidal silver is good for you. It is terrible for you. If you do want it, I don't know why you would. I think that we have the best that there is out there, period. And I really mean that. You can see the interview, with, that we did, was it 2 days ago? August 4th, the 4th of this month.
Daniel, you know that people used to eat off of real silver spoons and forks, right? That's exactly why, because that way they got that silver, and we don't do that anymore, and that's why the colloidal silver is so helpful. It puts
they used to put silver dollars in milk to keep it fresh, things like that. That's true. Getting back to, anyway, the number is 877-817-9829 for the Power Mall, all the other great products. We're here because of you, because of your support. Buy from the good guys. Don't buy from Amazon and pay for their 3,000 satellites that are about to bathe you in 5G all around America. Don't do that. Buy from the good guys, will you, over at the Power Mall. Thank you for your support. Anybody wants to call in, 844-769-2944. We have, I think the lines are full right now, but as one person drops, that's your cue to call in. Please call in. And we also have text names too. So just keep them going and we'll just flow through them. Nick in Texas, you're live on the air. Nick in Texas, or Pastor Wright, I should say. Welcome to the Power Hour.
What's going on? I'm going to make sure that I listen to your words. I'm not going to buy any of that nano silver, you know. Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Bueller.
Hello.
Bueller. Anybody? Hello. Anybody?
Hello.
Oh, there he is. Okay, now we got you. Hello. Hey, how's it going? We got Sharon on. Just, what's on your mind, Pastor? America's pastor here.
Well, first of all, I wanted to make sure I'm going to listen to you and not buy any of that nano silver. So, you know. Stay away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so convincing, okay. So I think I'll listen to you.
Just wait a little bit, and it won't be available anywhere. Just wait a little bit. Amazon will get rid of it. Whole Foods already has. The FDA will get rid of it. You won't be able to buy it anywhere, so don't worry. The problem will solve itself, Pastor. Anyway, go ahead.
Silver, some of the greatest stuff. Anyway, you mentioned earlier in the show about calling in, so I was going to give the sister my name and see what she's got.
All right, now what are you known?
Anthony,
I call you Pastor Wright.
My full name, full first name is Nicholas. My middle name is Anthony. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. So Nicholas is spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, and Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, and of course Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. Okay.
So you are an unconventional person. You have great logic, great deductive reasoning skills, are very likable. You can get along with anybody that you want to, and the key is, do you want to? Sometimes you do things the hard way because that helps your memory, because otherwise if it comes too easily, you're going to look back and say, that was so easy last time. How did I do that? And then you spend time trying to remember. So instead you just do it the hard way, and then the next time around you go, oh, yeah, I remember that was hard. This time I'm going to improve it and do it this way. You have good organization, good skills in that department. You remember what interests you. You don't remember what doesn't interest you because you don't want it to take up extra space in the brain for that stuff that does interest you. You're very inclusive. You love to include everybody and make sure that everybody feels like they're welcome. You spend the majority of your time or attention with family. So family gives you your greatest lessons. So the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever you want to call it, it all comes from family, but that's how you grow because you wanted to learn through relationships. Now, in life, we all get our lessons, our experience in one of three ways, either through health, through finances, or relationships. You picked relationships, and then you wanted to major in family relationships. And the good news with that is if you get sick, you'll get well. You didn't come to learn through illness. And if you don't have money, you'll get it again, even if it comes in at the last minute, because you didn't come to learn through finances. Because you came to learn through relationships. You are very fast thinking on your feet. You could talk yourself out of anything, and you hate to make the same mistake twice, so you usually learn it the first time around. That's
oh, my gosh. How would you say, Pastor Wright, what would you say to that? Does that resonate with you?
I'm pretty right on. I said you got about 98%. Yep.
Is that all?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, the only thing family is important to me. I tend to spend a lot of time by myself, though, because I'm very reflective, and I do like to figure things out. So I am that one part right there. I mean, it's not that I don't love family. I do, but I do like to spend a lot of time by myself.
Well, that's because in your name it says you're a constant learner, and you need to have time to do that.
Right.
Well, very good, Pastor Wright. Well, it's a pleasure having
you. You're good.
I know you memorize stuff that interests you because you have a Bible verse for about everything, and you've got it on the tip of your tongue. So I know your memory is good when you want it to be.
Yep.
Yep. Got it.
Anything else you want to say, my friend?
Well, that's it. I appreciate what you guys are doing. You know that. I love you very much, and just keep on keeping on. Don't let anything stop you.
We think the world of you, Pastor Wright. God bless you. You always have a friend here. You know that. A Covenant Love Christian Center. What's your Facebook page? MyCLCC.com.
MyCLCC.com.
Okay, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. You want somebody to get, you want to hear a sermon on Sunday or whenever? I highly recommend America's Pastor here. Highly recommend it. Thank you, Pastor Wright.
And we're going to tell you the truth about what's going on, too.
That's right. That's right. Very good. Connie in Missouri, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Connie?
Oh, hi, Daniel. Just wanted to let you know Whole Foods was bought by Amazon.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so your two favorite companies.
And I used to love Whole Foods. I
mean, yes,
because
me too.
That was a place, yeah, you could get organics, you can get a lot of things. It's really sad, but yeah, unfortunately, you're correct. Connie in Missouri, what name would you like? You don't have to give, please don't give your last name if you don't want to. I don't want to get sued or anything.
Okay.
I just need the first letter of the last name.
Yeah, go ahead.
P as in Paul.
Okay.
C-O-N-N-I-E, P as in Paul?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so you are incredibly logical, deductive, reasoning. Everything has its place. Everything has its order. I don't want to say you're a neat freak, but I'm sure everything is organized up the T so that you can get your hands on anything at any time you want to. You're really good as a boss or the lady in charge, because when you run things, it's all going to be done right. Because when you hear something like, we need this done, you hear, we need this done right. Okay. Okay, so you're very good to the people around you. You're very nurturing, but you expect them to be very loyal in return. That's that first vowel of an O again, like we did in Joe. You're very independent. You have a generous heart for those people that are around you and that are working with you as a team player. Your greatest challenge, and you have a good power of influence. You can, with your words, you can influence others. But your greatest challenge in your name is to not want to micromanage or be too controlling. And it comes from your fear is if we don't do it this way, it's not going to get done right. So you've got to do it this way. But know that there's different right ways for different people and the end result can be the same. And so that's the greatest challenge in the name. But I'll tell you, Connie, if we want something done and we want it done right, we're going to put you in charge.
That's funny you say that, because I was a manager and I worked with all men and I was their boss.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was a challenge right there.
Is there any other questions you have, Connie? Did that mean something to you? Did that resonate?
Yes, it resonated and I really appreciate it. Thank you both.
Now, let me ask you, are you there, Connie?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, is there a life lesson you can get from her name? Is there something maybe that you could help her, you know, hey, in your life, maybe look for this or something?
Good one, Daniel.
Okay. So one of your major, from just the part of the name I have, one of your major things, and you could have already learned it. I'm just saying it's in the name. I'm not figuring out the timing of it right now because I don't have the whole name. But one of the life lessons is forgiveness. And so let me give you a different definition of forgiveness. Forgiveness is you are for, not against, giving the situation back to God through the universal laws to let it be handled that way and not taking it upon yourself. So one of your big lessons that you came to learn or experiences that you came to have in this life is to learn how to forgive. So when you feel wronged, it's how can you forgive?
Wow. Thank you. I can receive that.
Well, there you go. Great. Thank you so much for the call, Connie. God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yes, ma'am. Brett in New York, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hello. How you guys doing?
Doing very good.
And I'm somebody that takes stuff literal, so I will not be buying the silver. Sharon will probably tell you. It's a B-R-E... my name is Brett, middle initial J, and the last name initial E.
E. Okay, so whatever you touch, I want to say turns to gold, because you are not going to bother to give your time or attention to anything unless you can take it all the way to the top and be the best at what you're doing. You always need to be the best. The only time we're ever going to see you in the middle someplace, Brett, is when you're on your way up to the top. I hope you're athletic. Your name says your health always depends on you staying physically active and that you have really good hand-eye coordination. You know, you'd be a very good athlete. You are a detective. You want to know everybody's background, what makes them tick, who are they really? And because of that, everybody comes and dumps all their problems on you because they know that you're going to give them really good advice. You are one smart cookie, and yet you've got a lot of heart with you, you know, that you're really good with people. Also, you've got an aesthetic sense. So if the picture's crooked on the wall, you're going to walk by and straighten it out because it just looks better.
Oh, my gosh. How's that? Does that resonate with you, Brett? Does that mean?
Dead on. Dead on. Tell me more.
You know, I do. I can talk up to 2 hours on what I see in a name.
Is there something you see about him that's a life lesson or something maybe to look out for or anything?
In his name, he's got truth is so important to him, what the truth is, that his life lesson is not to beat somebody up because they don't have the same truth understanding that he does. Because he wants to shake them. Hello, get real, wake up.
And that's why I listen to the show. I'm looking for the truth.
You know, and so it's one of the life lessons in your name, and the part that I can see is how to not become smart alecky when somebody around you is just so stupid that you can't stand it. And to come from compassion instead of wanting to tease them or joke or kid them or whatever. It's literally to come. Can you come from compassion and say, thank God it other than God, there I would go. Thank you, God, that I know more, that I have more understanding.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you so much for the call, Brett. Uh-huh. Go ahead, quickly. We got other people. Quick.
What names are like women that I'm compatible with for relationships?
Ooh, good question. Good question.
You know, you want certain letters in certain places. That's what you're looking for. So you would do well with a first vowel of an O person, because O, first vowel of an O and E, they kind of fit each other's needs incredibly well. And some of the longest marriages have the O's and the E's when we were studying this to see what combinations work the best. However, you do not want a first letter of a C, a K, or a B, because then they will compete with you instead of cooperating with you because of the letters in your name.
My wife always wants to compete with me. My wife always is in competition. Like if we're playing cards, if we're just playing games with the kid, everything. She gets upset if I beat her, and I get upset if she beats me. We're like in competition for each other.
Okay, so my suggestion is always
quit playing games.
You don't play against your mate. You play with your mate. And so what that looks like is you can have another couple over, and it's couple against couple. Or you can play doubles tennis where it's both of you on one side and both of them on the other side, but you don't compete with your mate, because then you're not in the man-female role and that lovingness. Instead, you now become like two men, because now you're competing with each other. And so I always say don't compete with your mate.
You're saying my wife's like a man, Sharon? That's not very nice, Sharon.
You don't want to treat her like a man, but if she becomes competitive, you naturally are going to say, I need to win. So now you're treating her like another man instead of being feminine. Yeah.
This is so funny because we play cards a lot with my uncle and, you know, my other uncle and stuff. We play Rook and stuff like that. And we used to rotate. We had to stop. It's just me and her partners, and that's it. And then the other team, because that's everything's happy.
That's right. You're not competing with your life.
Right. Everything's happy. That's so good. Anyway, Brett, thank you so much for the call, buddy. God bless you.
Guys, have a great weekend. Thank you.
We got Ben in Tennessee. Ben in Tennessee. What's on your mind, Ben?
Hey.
Hello.
I'm doing good. So my wife and I is having a baby, and we talked about it. We believe that it's more of a miracle child than we wanted to get your take on the name.
Okay.
And his name is Theo Clay Phillips. And Clay starts with a C.
Theo. Did you say Theo, T-H-E-O?
Yes.
So, okay.
And then Clay, C-L-A-Y.
Okay.
Okay, and does Phillips have one or two L's?
It has two L's.
Okay, so I'm just going to share with you what I think about three L's in a name. This is what I've seen. Okay.
Hope you're sitting down, Ben.
When somebody has three L's in their name, they either become the victim or the perpetrator of violence. Now, because your son has a TH in his name, he's not going to be the victim. Okay. And that third L is in his middle name. So you're going to have to teach him not to become violent or physical when he's under stress, because that's when it'll hit him. Okay?
Okay.
And everybody will know who he is, because any name that ends in an O, like Theo, those people are remembered. So I always say when I see that in somebody's name, what do you want to be remembered for? Something positive or something negative? Because it doesn't matter what you do. Everybody's watching and going to remember. So Theo Clay is a very, very strong name. I love the A-Y in Clay, because it literally means they can do anything. There are no limits on them. Okay? Your big thing is going to be to teach him to use his words and not his fists when he gets frustrated and when he gets mad.
Okay. Well, that's neat, because we've always thought that those two names were given to us by God because of all the prayer and understanding that we have. And due to the circumstances of how we've actually got this baby, which just made it seem more real to us. And I think that's very fascinating, because I'm also reading a book called No Drama Discipline, and it actually teaches a lot of, getting to the mind level of the child and developing the brain instead of just strict discipline that is more accustomed to average people.
Right. And it's a very strong, very powerful name. And I always say that names are impressed upon us, the child's naming themselves, or the angels are helping the child or whatever, but that literally we're given the names and we're just in the receivership role because that's what this soul wants. And I love the fact then you can look at it and say, how can I best assist my child? What do they need to learn from me? And your child needs to learn to use his words and not his fists. That's going to be a biggie. Okay.
Well, thank you. Well, we believe it's a gift from God, and we just bless you guys, too. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Ben. That's it. That was an interesting story. I like that. Janelle in Utah. Janelle in Utah. You're live on the air.
Hi, Daniel.
Is this Janelle?
It is.
This is, oh, my gosh. This is my sister-in-law. This is.
Hi.
I got my sister-in-law calling in now. Okay, what do you want to know, Janelle? Let's ask.
I want to know about my name. What does my name mean?
Okay, what's the first letter of your last name?
The first is R.
Thank you.
Hey, now listen. She has three L's in her name, by the way.
Okay.
You can't see it, but she does. She has three L's in her name.
I do.
Go ahead. Yes, you do. In your whole name,
I do.
You have three L's.
Yes,
in your name.
I do.
Yeah, because you got two in the first name, so there's another one hidden in there somewhere, right? Okay.
Yeah, the last name.
Okay. So Janelle has to be careful not being the victim because of her other letters in her name. Because when you have three L's, you're either the victim or the perpetrator of violence. And violence can come emotionally. Violence can come physically. Violence can come mentally. They can come in different ways. So you want to make sure that somebody's not taking advantage of you or stealing your ideas or having you think like you're not as worth as much as somebody else. Okay? So that's how the violence would come against you. All right? Feel ever that way? That you're being taken advantage of? Okay.
Am so I what?
That you're being taken advantage of?
Oh, my gosh. You she is not the victim of anything,
I am not.
Okay.
She is the perpetrator, not the victim. I'm sorry, I'm fed up. Let me shut up. Go ahead.
Okay. So it says that you're absolutely brilliant. You came to learn how to use that brilliance so that it doesn't escape you, but you're actually applying it because you were given it. You want to make the world a better place. You have really good writing skills. You know, you can see things from other people's point of view, even if you disagree with them. Okay. But that you find out about the truth from people around you. It's coming to you from people around you, and then you're going to use your brilliance to figure out if it's right for you or just simply right for them. You have a tendency to be a workaholic, but you make a great couch potato once you're done with the work. You know, you want to sit down, you want to be done. You don't want to have to get up again. You've got sensitivity in here in your name and the willing. To self set. Daniel, you asked me to be brief with everybody, right? So I'm brief.
Did that?
That's awesome. Thank you.
Just quickly, any follow up, Janelle, real quick? We got one other person we want to get to. Any follow up quickly?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Is there any life lesson? What's her life lesson? Does she have a. What did you say?
Yeah, her toughest one that's in her name is really how not to let ego take charge or get out of hand. Okay, so she's got to watch the ego that it stays in place, that she knows that she can do things, but not to lord it over on anybody because she's so smart and so capable.
Okay.
And so she's got to keep the ego in the right place. That's
right,
one of her lessons.
Last one, Ralph in Arizona. Well, you're the tail gunner here, Ralph. Ralph in Arizona.
Well, hi, Daniel. Love you guys. I've been watching
Thank you.
And listening to the show since Joyce. But we played phone tag back in the day. But my name is Ralph O. F. Okay, like Rat Fink or something, huh?
O. F. Ralph O. F. Meaning
I don't know if you remember playing phone tag, Daniel, but, you know, I was talking to you about pneumonia. I met you out in Phoenix at a prepper thing back in 2014, you and your beautiful wife, so.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes.
And Prescott,
here, we got 1 minute. Yeah. We want to get your name. She's got to do it. So, Ralph, and what's the last initial in your name?
F. Rat thing.
Okay. So, Ralph, you think outside the box. There is no box for you. You're an independent thinker. You'll always come up with something that everybody goes, how did he even think of that? Okay, so you're really an out-of-the-box independent thinker. You're a visionary. You're always seeking the truth, and so you're going to explore a lot of different directions and a lot of different modalities to see what works for you. You're going to try it out before you believe it. You're not just going to believe anything you hear as hook, line, and sinker. You have the grace of God, which is a lucky streak. So you can take a lot of risk because you'll always land on your feet, which is really fabulous. The one real big warning in your name, one, you have a lot of self-confidence, but the one big warning in your name is that you trust prematurely sometimes on who's telling you the truth and who's not. And that's a big challenge. And that goes right along with that you came to realize what is truth and what isn't truth. And that truth doesn't change just people's opinions on truth.
Well, my beautiful wife and I are sitting here, and you nailed it. Exactly who I am.
Wow. Very cool. I mean, I'm so glad that I got to come to you again.
Moment. But yeah, thank you.
Yeah, wow. You're so welcome.
Very good. Look at there, Sharon. You help people heal and self-discovery. I mean, this isn't just fun and games. This is actual self-discovery in a lot of ways for people, I think.
Well, it is, and about half the people that I read their names, when they get an actual session with me, will literally say, oh, my God, you're changing lives. And a lot of crying happens on the phone, so that, to me, it's acknowledgement of who they really are.
KnowTheName.com, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. We love her. Next week, David Icke will be here, Nick Begich, and Sherry Tenpenny, among others. So it'll be a great week. David Icke next week. Woo-hoo. God bless you. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. See you next week. Bye, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Sharon, King is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.